not a confident person. You know, I would, if someone said, Jack, describe Jules, I'd say lovely, confident, and friendly.
Oh.
Jules.
Thanks for that.
Have you heard of power posing?
Is it something where you put like your hands on your hips or something?
That is the most common power pose. Now, you can do it with me. Obviously, it's radio, so you can't see. But, you know, your chest up, yep. Shoulders back, mm-hmm. Hands on your hips as if you're about to do the time warp, and almost like glance into the distance as if you were looking at a nice horizon over Lake Wendouree.
Oh, yeah.
That is a power pose.
That's the fearless girl, isn't it?
That's the fearless girl.
You know the fearless girl, the statue that's in Wall Street.
Jules. Power poses have been proven by science. A university in Germany have confirmed that power poses actually boost your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Neurological like waves of your brain,
yep.
Like the endorphins,
mm-hmm.
They send to the spot in your brain where your confidence comes from or where it's kind of connected in your mind or brain or whatever. And it shows that it builds your self-esteem, ooh. Self-respect, and confidence just by standing a certain way.
I do like that because often people probably, when they're sitting at work, they're slumped over, hunched.
You know, you might be looking at the computer. You know, you got your resting bee face on.
Not the best posture. So if you take a time to like stand up out of your chair, put those shoulders back. Hands on your hips.
It can increase testosterone, cortisol, other endorphins in your brain that I can't pronounce. But it's proven that power poses are powerful for you.
What are some of the other poses?
So the other poses is, now this is it's a bit of an arrogant one. Like let's say you've got a little bench that you can put your foot on.
Yeah.
It's the one knee up. I'm trying to do it, but it's the one knee up and almost like the thinking man with the hand on the chin, kind of like this.
Yeah.
You can't see, obviously.
The thinker.
The thinker, yes.
Yeah, that pose.
It's like that, but it's the shoulders back.
Okay.
Elbow on the knee.
So one shoulder back.
One shoulder back on the hand on the hip.
So your hand is on your knee?
I'm going to stand up and show you. So it's like this. So hand, knee, hip.
So your foot's got to be on something else?
Yeah, so you've kind of like, you know, you're almost like man-spreading.
I was going to say that is a bit man-spreading.
You're really getting the groin in there. And you don't want to thrust in their face. That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm thankful that you're on the other side of the desk here.
Yeah, well, see, you don't want to be thrusting in someone's face.
That's a bit much.
But if you're in the office and you might be feeling a little bit low, maybe you've got a meeting or an interview or maybe a first date or something like that.
Yeah, buck yourself up.
Power pose.
Mm.
Pick yourself up and honestly, stare into the mirror and power pose yourself. It is proven. And if someone thinks, what are you doing in the mirror?
I like that.
Just say I'm power posing, ready for the day.
Yeah. That's great.
It's good news. I love a bit of science.
Great way
news.
To start the day as well before you even go to work.
Power pose. Just go, you know what? Say your daily greats and power pose away.
I'm ready for this.
It's Jack and Jules with your Power Brekkie. Good morning.